Happy Sabbath today to all of God's family members. Yes, we are God's children of all ages, male and female. I'd like you to take that in for a moment. God has blessed us all in coming together as his family members. My wife and I and our daughter are here. We have been preparing ourselves. We are extremely excited to be with you. Now, I want you to take that in for a moment. We, God's family members, are together on this high day to share, to grow, to bond together. Let's all digest that, as I mentioned, for a moment. And then what I'd like you to do is listen to this short message. First, you may be seeing a short Italian gentleman running around the feast site taking multiple pictures. So all I'd like you to do is smile, pose, be yourself, because there will be quite a few photos taken. And the reason why I mention that, it is a pleasure of that Italian to do this. And you'll understand why as I get along in this sermonette. Now I would like you all, no matter what age you may be, to take a walk with me as a family member and to share in God's word and learn to apply some simple steps in our life at this feast. Let us read together, for we will be sharing time together for 8 days we've been given. So I'd like the gentleman in the booth to move to slide two, And slide two says, what is a beacon? What is a beacon? A beacon is a noun. One, a fire or light set up in a high or prominent position of warning, of signal. Webster Dictionary. Two, a source of light or inspiration. Merriam-Webster. What about three? You can move to slide three now. A person or thing that warns, offers encouragement or guidance. Webster New World Dictionary. You see, just as Jesus Christ is a beacon to us all, you can be that person. In other words, you could be that beacon in the family at the feast and when you return home. Did I hear it correctly? Yes, you, each and every one of you, can be a beacon at the feast and when you return home. Slide four. There are many types of beacons, as you can see by the slide, but they all have a common physical structure. But there is more here than the eye can see. Let us move on to slide five. Beacons have light for a purpose. God created many types of light. You can see them in the rainbow. The rainbow is made up of seven colors of the spectrum: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Now, these seven colors can blend together and make millions upon millions of shades of color that we can see with our eye. But at the same time, it makes millions upon millions of shades that we do not see with our eye. Again, you can be one of these shades of color that can be seen or unseen. It is all up to you at the feast or at home. Jesus Christ is our beacon always. Let us review God's word that points this out so clearly in John 8:12. And in John 8:12, it states the following. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, what did I say? I said, Jesus spoke to them again and again and again. What was he saying? I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall never walk in darkness, but I have the light of life. The next slide, number 6. Where does a physical and spiritual beacon begin? Today, we will share that main thought. So our main thought today, being the beacon within you. Being the beacon within you. As I mentioned, I am talking to all ages. Look at the young. Look how they shine. Look at the smile on their face and their heart. They are beacons also. They are beacons also. Let's move to slide number 7. Today is a great day to start, a high day being that beacon. Now, behind me, you'll see multiple pictures of brethren. Some you may know. Some you may not know. You may know them all. But each one of them, each one is a beacon. A beacon. Being that physical and spiritual beacon that God wants you to be. Slide 8. The foundation is where we start with a physical beacon. I want you to understand by this slide that it starts with concrete pillars that are embedded within the earth. They aren't just sitting upon the earth, they are embedded in the earth. 2, pressure balance, sand, water, and stone help to make up the foundation of this physical beacon, giving it the physical strength and endurance that it needs in each season by God. The brilliant starlight. What is your brilliant starlight? As I mentioned, it could be a smile. It could be a kind word. We will move on. Let's move to slide number 9. What makes the beacon shine as a brilliant star in darkness? Well, this physical beacon, it's electricity today. But slide 10 is much more important. As a beacon, where is your true foundation? The Holy Spirit. That allows God's light to shine in you. As Mr. Ledbetter said so wonderfully yesterday, agape love, agape love. Matthew 22:37-40, as we know this, it's in your heart, your soul, your mind, and spirit that agape love. It's your total being. You need to own it, not say it. Own it. It has to be part of your total being. Slide 11. Being the beacon within you. Everyone here must realize that each day you are the habitation of God through the Holy Spirit, being that beacon. And a God tells us in his word again in Matthew 5:14-16, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. What did I say? It gives light to everyone in God's house. In the same way, let your deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. The New Living Translation. Let's move on to slide number 12. A person who reflects agape love. Let's review a few simple points how you can reflect agape love. Greet as many new brethren as possible each day and share some quality time. Or maybe it is some brethren you haven't seen for a few years. What is so important, share a meal with new brethren, again, or old brethren. Old, not meaning age, meaning you haven't seen them for a while. Because at the feast, I know Mr. Ledbetter will tell you that coming to the feast, you're going to get younger, if you didn't know that. Yes, internally younger. Or number three, give small gifts to brethren, young and old. Could be coloring books, could be reading books, could be stuffed animals. Use your imagination. Exchange names, emails, telephone numbers, or more with brethren. Number five, which I like to just take a shade time more, giving an ear to a family member. Just listening. It's so important. Learning to grow, to bond, raising as God's family members. Slide number 13. Above all, pray for one another daily. That is at the top of the list. Pray for one another daily. Ask yourself right now, brethren, and I'm looking at each and every one of you here and those that may be in the tent or the next building or watching us by webcast or listening us by phone hookup. Ask yourself right now, are you, will you be the beacon that God's will and ways are at the feast and, as I mentioned, at home? Not just here at the feast. Don't forget that little tail end. When you return home, whether you're in a family of 30 that meets on the Sabbath, 130, be that beacon, be that light. Number 14, I like to read a poem that one of our daughters gave me. And this poem sits on my desk. And I review it almost every day because I have a number of things in my private office that I review. A family member is neither an anchor to hold you back nor a sail to take us there, but always a guiding light whose love shows us the way. Let's move to God's word, which is more enlightening. Slide number 15, Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Slide number 16. As I have expressed in this sermonette, being the beacon within you, being the beacon within you, today and every day, for you, brethren, being as a child of God, a child of God. Maybe you're new here. This is your very first feast. But we are all a child of God. And what a tremendous blessing that is. Now, I'd like you all to walk with me again, but we're going to walk a different path together with God. God has blessed us all in so many ways. Have you given thanks to God? Brethren, on the holy days, we know, we have been commanded to come before God and give a freewill offering. As you have prepared or preparing now, recall your blessings. Slide number 17 says, 2 Corinthians 9:7. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. If you never stopped and looked this verse up, there are various meanings. Yes, monetary is one, but being that beacon, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Will you give of yourself as Jesus Christ gave his all for us so we could be here? He paid the penalty for our sins. Recall all you have been given each day and what you can receive in the future by following the commandments. As members of God's family, let us always give thanks each day to our Father in heaven and to our older brother, Jesus Christ. Move on to slide number 18, please. Please remember, we love you all. My family loves you all. And I know each one of you can say that also. Let us share the wonderful holy days that we've been given with each family member that you can, bonding, raising, uniting together. No one is alone here. No one. If anyone feels alone, please just give me a small signal in any way. For you are part of the family of God. You are part of my family that I've been called into. No one is ever alone. No one will ever be alone as long as you follow God's commandments, follow what he tells us in his word. Do not fear anything of this world. Remember always this. Revelations 21:7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son, daughter. Being that beacon within you is attainable. On behalf of myself and my family, Shabbat Shalom. Now, a few details about offering. We have offering boxes in the back. We have three, one at each table and then one by the information. There is an offering box in the next building. There will be green envelopes in the back and white envelopes. I forgot to bring all the envelopes, so we decided to go with some white. No, I'm only kidding. But if you need one, we have ushers. All you have to do is raise your hand, as you know. We will go ahead and make sure that you get an envelope. We have one over here. Anybody else? We have a few over here. So the ushers will bring you an envelope. We will also be hearing offertory music. The number will be, I believe, announced by the song leader. So again, I'd like to say, and this always makes me choke up, is we do love you. We are God's family. And Jesus Christ has given his all for our sins. Have a tremendous feast with the family.